Mm. I just remembered that my parents used that.
On the stove, you'd call it a teapot? Teapot. Really? Mm. I never heard that, I don't think. I always thought of the teapot as the thing that you put
the porcelain thing.
All right. You cut flowers in a vase. What if they're growing?
As flower
those
pot.
Are, I suppose. Okay. Then the eating utensils that you would put at each place, you'd put a...
Knife, fork, spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, you'd have...
Knives.
Okay, you needn't run through the others. If the dishes are all dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries them.
Well, before that, to get the soap off.
Rinses.
All right.
Oh, I know what you're looking for on that.
What am I looking for?
Wrenches.
Uh-huh. Did people in your family say that? Okay.
Not my immediate family, but you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that. Really? Really do. Then what would you call the cloth or rag that you might use to wash the dishes with?
Dry cloth.
Is that to wash them with?
That's to dry them. Well, washcloth.
Washcloth to wash them. How about...
A dish rag.
Both?
Dish rag to wash. Mm-hmm. And a washcloth. And a dry cloth to dry.
Okay. How about to bathe your face with?
Bath rag.
And then to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
All right. What do you turn the water on with at the kitchen sink?
Faucet or spigot.
Hmm. Both? Is one more natural than the other?
Now to me, we always had the faucet on the inside and the spigot was on the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm. And what if it's on, say, a water cooler or some other sort of container, if there was something that you'd turn on to get the water out? Well, let's get the kind
unless,
of, let's get the container first, the great big wooden thing that...
Barrel.
Yeah.
Barrel.
Okay, so if there were one of these things on a barrel, it would be...
A spigot.
Would be a spigot, okay. It was so cold last night that the water pipes froze and...
Burst. Excuse me. That's what I would say now, but it's bust.
Mm-hmm.
You
would have said bust growing up. When did your speech get corrupted?
College.
Uh-huh. Did you make a conscious effort to change it, or did you just pick up what other people said?
I think it was a conscious effort.
Was there a reason?
Well, a lot of times I was laughed at.
Oh, really?
I wasn't laughed at, you know, while I was around home with everybody else who was saying the same thing, because it was nothing funny. Everybody said it.
Yeah.
But I got to feeling a little self-conscious when I was around people from other areas, mm-hmm. like in college and like up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of conform
mm-hmm.
and use the correct grammar. I know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times I'll use the other just for color.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if using the same word, we were talking about the pipes
busting.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Bust.
All right. Would you say that now?
No, I'd say burst.
Okay. All right, we mentioned the barrel. What would you call a smaller one that nails might come?
Keg.
All right, and the metal thing that runs around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Ring. No.
Or in... Civil War movies, the women's skirts would have
hoop.
These.
Barrel hoop.
All right.
Or hoop.
Pardon?
Hoop. It's a hoop.
What would you say?
I would say hoop.
All right. Okay. Then do you know a name for a container that molasses used to come in large quantities?
Jug.
How about lard?
Gosh, when you say lard, I think about lard bucket, and that's what my brother used to call me.
Why?
Because I was always fat.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh. Is that right? Was it lard bucket? Is that what you're
looking
for?
That's very many people say that. Did you
yeah,
ever hear
I've heard
of
that.
A stand of molasses? That's a term that's heard occasionally. It's not really too common. How about the thing that you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
Mm-hmm. And if you're driving... In a buggy, the thing you use to urge the horses on.
Whip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what you're looking for on that.
What am I looking for?
Whoop.
Oh.
And I've heard that. My grandfather uses that. Or used to use that.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought groceries at the store, the grocer would put them into a...
Sack.
Made of...
Paper.
All right. And suppose it were made of cloth. Would you have a name for it? This wouldn't be groceries, but... flour would come in a...
Flour, but there'd be sack.
Okay.
Sack would be any kind of flexible container.
You almost said bag then, didn't you?
Yeah.
What would a bag be?
Feed bag. I'm thinking about a feed sack. Everything was sack that I remember.
Everything was sack. So bag is
the bag is the corruption.
Bag is not an actual term to you. Okay. You know, I always said bag, but my father said sack, so.
Yeah.
How about one that's made of very rough cloth?
Okay. Yep. A gunny sack is one I'm familiar with.
Do you know toe sack?
Toe sack, uh-huh.
Is that the same thing as a gunny sack?
Mm-hmm.
How about croaker sack?
Mm-hmm. I'm really not sure exactly what all those terms are, but I think they're the same kind of burlap type sack.
Would you say that last one?
Burlap type sack.
Before the burlap, the croaker.
Croaker sack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just need you to say these things because it doesn't do any good if I say them. You know?
Right.
Okay, I think we're about to run out of tape here, which is why I keep staring at it. Yeah.